Welcome to the World of Valor Ties That Bind, an actual play tabletop podcast. Last time on the World of Valor Ties That Bind, Vera awakens to movement outside her bedroom. Thinking quickly, she rushes out of her room and seeks shelter in her cousin's Sethara Barbary's room. Upon entering his room, she realizes that for some reason, he has Ivan chained up in the center of the room. Before anyone can react, Ivan's body is taken over by one of his past lives, Raiden, as he flirts and kisses Sethara and tries to drive a wedge between Vera and Damien. Now, with Ivan back in control of his body, he must once again deal with the consequences of his actions. Chapter 74, Dragon Trial. Well, goodbye, beautiful. And then he winks at you. And then as he's holding the wink, Ivan, you're back into the body.
And I punch you.
Do you really?
Yeah! Ivan, what the heck? You didn't tell us any of this information?
There's been a lot. There's been, like, the whole...
Ivan, roll of dexterity.
It's going to be a non-critical punch.
You knock me out again.
Atlas, beat down.
You have full strength.
Well, you said dexterity?
Yeah. God.
21.
Whatever, bitch. He rolls well.
So I got a plus 5.
What?
To it. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23.
He counted it up for you. He didn't even need to do that. You already knew.
And so in the middle of you talking, you feel a hand gripping your throat.
Oh, so easy.
As you're pushed in.
Asia, please.
As you're pushed into the security system.
And then can I... Okay, so seeing this, I'm going to be like, Sethara. Sethara, please. Ivan has multiple personalities in him. His souls are.
I know.
So you also knew. Okay. So everybody knew. Okay. Y'all don't even talk like that, but you knew.
But something more concerning has happened.
Mm-hmm.
If Ivan's souls, if they can take control of his body, have access to their own abilities, then that is not a great thing for this world. So I have to kill Ivan.
Can I even, like, if he's gripping my throat, can I even, like, talk?
You can try.
I can try.
Roll a constitution first to see if you can talk.
Can I also...
Nat 20.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, well, now let's see if I can nat 20. No, I got a 3.
Very off from a nat 20.
Okay, you can still talk.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh my God. I was gonna intervene also on your behalf and be like, that's extreme. Don't do that. Like, there should be another option than just straight up murdering him.
You give another option right now. We don't have a lot of choices.
I haven't tried to talk. Like, Sethara, we can talk about this.
Can't you have like a thing is.
Just let go of my throat.
Sorry, am I
kind of into it?
Ew!
I'm sorry.
We just kissed and you did this. Now it's awkward.
It's 1 a.m., so you know.
I'm trying to focus.
It's thirsty hours. I'm going to be like...
episode?
Sorry, I was going to... This is, we could have been watching the episode. I'm like, oh... this is a suggestion that Sam would make, but I don't know if Vera would make the suggestion, which is like, since you lost control while you were sleeping, could you have a thing where you can't sleep? Then that's never having time to ever lose control of yourself ever again.
Is that the thing you suggested?
Yeah.
How is that going to be accomplished in the next few hours? Ivan has to sleep again, and what if something like the Scarlet King or Mordred takes over his body?
Can you not fight those people off?
Do you know what the Scarlet King is?
No. No.
Do you know who Mordred is?
I assume, yeah. That's like Sparrow's old spirit. It's like, does everyone know that story? Is that canon?
You don't know that Sparrow's old. You just know that he destroyed Zabar.
So he destroyed Zabar. I know that part of history. Sorry. Yeah. I read the book. I did the extra read. So I know that he. So the one that destroyed the Zabar, I assume. Mm-hmm. So, is there like a containment? You have a lot of runes here, and I learned that we're in a different dimension.
Yes, of course we're in a different dimension.
Why didn't you say anything to me, man?
And he's still gripping my throat.
Yeah, and then he looks at you and he's like, "Did you not know I was one of the eight?
Huh? Did I know that? I don't know if I knew that.
He's one of the eight?
Yeah.
Sorry, say Baron's zones out during family meetings.
This is news for me, too.
I don't remember saying that. We don't talk like that. So I don't remember him saying that in the story.
Which one is he?
He's never said it in the story.
Yeah,
he's never said it in the story. But he just thought you knew.
Is he the mind?
No. That's...
He's the muscles.
I thought he was not the soul.
Yeah, because it was like used to be Nico's soul, like that was transferred into Damien, fucking Angelo's baby. I forgot what that one was.
Because Ivan's the spirit.
I think you're right. I think it is the soul.
Ivan's the spirit.
No.
No, because I think it has to be Mizzou. Mizzou's the voice.
The voice.
You're the spirit.
I'm the spirit. Who was the one wrestler I fought?
It's not Mika. It's
no. It's
the one scary.
Oh, Jessica Havoc?
Yeah, thank you. She was one.
Was she the arms?
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I was going to say the arms. They're attached to a hand.
So hand.
Wait, torso of God. I got it. The kidney of God?
The Exodia.
Okay, it's not the soul.
What page is that?
It's 27, but okay. I'm going to get this. It's mine. Ooh.
Also, if you kill him, so this is Vera talking. If you kill him, he'll just be recycled. This doesn't fix the problem.
Okay. But then I can just find who he's recycled as. And
you can't just keep killing them.
I can just keep killing them.
No, you can't just keep killing them. Can you go into the void and then take his soul and put in like a little like Pokeball thing?
That's funny.
And then just capture it
heart
there.
Of God.
Thank
he's
you.
The heart of God.
Where's the heart, bro? Shut up. It's the heart of God.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
I forgot that Soul's also a Vaconic.
Yeah. Soul's also one of these.
But she's not a Vaconic god.
Yeah.
She's just cruel.
The god of cruelty.
God of cruelty. Regular god of cruelty, not Vaconic god of cruelty.
Yeah, that's... he looks at you, that's one of the pillars of my backstory. My dad...
No, I know that part, but I just didn't know if you... I don't want to get into your business, man. I know you have, like, a whole... I feel like it's, like, we all have our parental issues. I don't want to...
We're family.
You're right. I'm sorry.
I even pipes up. Can you be let down? Yeah, there's a touching moment, but I'm pinned against the monitors.
Sithara, he's not, like, losing control now. Can we talk about this? Because you killing Ivan doesn't solve the problem. He's just going to be recycled into a different soul where different, like, somewhere else that you can't find somewhere in the world.
I can find him.
What do you mean? Do you think you have a soul radar? Oh, that's so cool. God, you're so cool.
Derek nodded.
Sithara, we could talk about this. We could make a plan. I didn't mean to have one of the spirits let loose. It just happened.
Yeah, can we ask one of the professors at the Arcanum?
Oh my god.
The professors are dealing with something else.
Right now?
Yeah.
It's 2 a.m.
And then he...
I got class tomorrow.
He changes a knob, and then you see one of the screens light up, and the cracks are opening up in the world. Okay. And Vano is sneaking in.
Oh my god.
Because... Lazarus isn't there to keep Vano occupied anymore.
Okay.
He's looking for the strongest spider, but he's not sniffing out these cracks.
Mm.
Bro.
So.
Go back to your day job.
So your goal is just to keep on, like, just try to find Ivan's soul till the end of times? That doesn't feel like a good plan.
Oh, also,
what has happened in the last 2 months? of Ivan coming to this
Sathara, city. I'm gonna level with you. That's totally fair. I'm not trying to argue that Ivan hasn't done a lot of things that have been bad.
Do you know about the werewolf children he tried to kill?
Bro! What? He tried to kill werewolf children?
Werewolves?
I didn't. It was a thing that my dad wanted me to do for training, and I just didn't want to kill the children.
It's like little puppies. Sorry, I have a wolf. I'm very sensitive to that type of thing.
I didn't do anything to them. Did I do something to them? It's been a while. I don't remember.
Your idea was to kill them.
Mm. Oh, whoops.
Are they dead?
No.
That was a while ago. Josephine didn't remember.
Josephine didn't remember, so Ivan, he pushed it back.
And then Sathara, still holding up Ivan, hits a different knob. And then you see it cuts to a bunch of different places mm-hmm. across the nations of the World of Valor.
How'd you get the cameras there?
He has a demiplane.
I can fly.
Oh, yeah. How do they keep the cameras there? Are they going to find them?
How strong is the signal?
Pretty good.
Huh. This is impressive.
Why do you go to school?
He runs. He doesn't have to.
Why aren't you just a professor? He needs the credits. His stuff doesn't transfer from.
He's bored.
From,
a little bit of students are more underneath. Are you asking him this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Students are more underneath the radar than professors. As a professor, you make a lot of movements. But as a, you're a student and you're a god that gave up your divine powers, no one pays attention to you.
That's fair. Mm. Also, speaking of God, if you kill Evan right now, we need a god of wrath. The whole balance of the world?
Well, yeah, that's the problem. There's no longer a god of wrath. And as you see, indicates to the screens he was trying to show you. It's instances of people just going crazy, attacking the people behind him. Oh, sorry, attacking the people around them. There's nothing regulating wrath right now mm-hmm. because he's no longer the god of wrath. He's the Vaconic god of wrath.
But to be fair, you also gave up being the god of rage. You guys could have collabed. We all have our instances. Rage and wrath.
Yeah, I already found a new god of rage.
Oh, who's the god of rage?
What?
Well, don't worry about it.
Okay.
So Ivan says, what if we just find a new god of wrath? I didn't mean to stop being the god of wrath. It just happened. I didn't ask to be like this. I didn't ask for all these souls to merge into me, into one.
A new god of wrath has already been chosen.
Who's the god of wrath?
They're in miseries. Sorry. They're in souls. Pantheon now.
So, not good? No?
Yes. Not good.
Well, I also didn't intend to do that, and I apologize.
But then if you give rid of the Vaconic god of wrath, there's going to be like more Vaconics raging as well. This doesn't fix the problem. You can't just kill them all. Ivan, please.
I don't want to be killed off.
I'm on board. Just more. I'm on board with the not killing me plan.
Just more out of character. Don't kill me.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Can you please put me down, Sathara? We could talk about a plan. We can figure something out. We can
roll to persuade.
Ay, caramba. Okay. I can work with this.
I got a 16.
I'm not beating that.
Persuasion.
I rolled an 8 as a base.
Ooh. I also got a 16. Do you have to roll? Is it meets it beats it?
It's meets it beats it.
Yeah! Is that what that's... So, yeah. So, do are any of those points meeting and beating it?
Roll a constitution, Ivan.
Oh, thank God.
17.
Thank God. What, did you get a 20?
So I'm using strength. I got a plus 6 to strength, so I got a 24.
Dang! Oh, did you get that 20?
What happened to your muscles, bro? You didn't put gains in your neck or anything? You didn't protect that?
You ain't doing no neck exercises? Ain't no fine shawties on that neck?
So what happens to Ivan?
He does one quick squeeze. And you feel something snap. Not in a physical sense.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank God. There's not a lot of things.
Yeah. He cuts off your circulation of magic to the rest of your body. So your body's kind of frozen as he kind of drops you.
Oh my God.
But you don't feel that because your body's frozen.
Limp like a fish,
bro. Is there a way for me to turn that on?
Yeah. This is a permanent.
Okay. Can I try to turn that on? Because I don't want to feel.
If you can. So can he move still, but he just can't feel anything?
No, can't I'm just. Oh, I can't move at all, so yeah. I can't even. Can I?
You can try to circulate your magic in there. You can try.
Ivan, please.
Ivan's curious.
I keep trying to defend you.
Because he can probably feel where, like, Sithar, like, gripped. So if he focuses on that point, he's going to try to do that.
Okay.
What role would that be? Arcana?
Arcana.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well. God. 14.
So painful. Dang.
Not enough.
Okay, well.
If you had an 18, that would have been enough.
Okay. Well, I'll try again in a couple minutes. Can I still speak, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I put Ivan in a more dignified position?
Please.
Sure.
I assume that he was... Okay, sweet. We're going to prop you up against the wall, I guess.
And so Ivan speaks up. He's like, hey, Sithara, I get that I'm...
The fucko?
That I did a lot that I probably wasn't supposed to, and I understand that because of what I did, I am now a more perceivable threat to the world. And while I understand that it's not of my intention to do what I did, that there has to be some sort of consequence for being this new Vakonic God of Wrath. And so all I want to do, I've already been thinking about it on how to not let the others slip out, because it did slip out at the Mountain of Love and I put my friend in danger.
I'm also assuming it slipped out when you kissed me.
Ivan turns, he can't even turn away.
And because you can't turn away, you don't see that he's not like doing that to like, I'm gonna take a dig at you. Like, he's completely serious. Like, he's just pointing out that you
very deadpan.
Yeah,
this is just the facts, sir. You did try to kiss me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Not even blushing.
You're not even embarrassed. No. You're right. That's worse.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It's like a doctor being like, "Oh, yes, the rash on your back. Yes,
you got the shoujo accidental kiss, and you. There was no doki doki moment. God. No was, roses. No pink.
He
no
was
Nozaki
kun.
Ivan feels embarrassed. So
I have the bubbles.
He's gonna. Like blush, and he's gonna do a quick apology. He's like, "Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I obviously wasn't in control."
Obviously,
but you would have done that otherwise.
Does Vera say that aloud?
Sure.
And Ivan doesn't make a comment.
It's getting really uncomfortable in the E Studios.
I'm sorry, it wasn't already?
But yes, it slipped out because I was dreaming, and yeah, I was talking to Mordred at one point, and within the dreamscape, I tried to talk to someone else just to see what the other souls thought, to see if I can get any pointers, anything to help me, because I know I'm lost in this. And I just need support to learn how to control it and how to not be a threat. Because you're right, I don't want someone like the Scarlet King to slip out. And so, Raiden, the person that you guys met, decided of his own free will to overpower mine, despite my best efforts. And so... I will be completely honest in saying that I am vulnerable to something like that happening, but I'm accepting any kind of help or training that I need to do to control it so it doesn't happen again. Something that doesn't involve just killing me.
Can the world withstand waiting until you get control? Because you let the dragons out. And eventually someone's going to start asking, oh, who let the dragons out?
What noises dragons make? Rawr.
And they are eventually going to want to be on top of the world. And do you know what that means for everyone else?
I'll be honest and say that I don't. I didn't know what I was getting into when I let the dragons out. I didn't think that that would even occur. I just noticed a spirit, someone, no matter how powerful they are, that they were holding on to some sort of pain. And I saw that because it was within my domain at the time to try my best to help, because that's all I ever try to do. Help others and try to be there for them. And I understand that that's has gotten me into a lot more trouble than it helped.
Sorry, I have a quick question, Ivan. Mm-hmm. Do you think that in your best efforts to try to control this thing, would it be best just to kill you?
This Bear, isn't... Bear in the middle of the conversation? Huh, you know, he's making a lot of...
I'm trying to build his case. He's and he's dismantling my case. Only because I don't want that to happen, but you have made a lot of errors in the past few months. I know you're trying not to do these things, but just like, I don't want these things to keep happening. And unfortunately, they've only ever been happening. So if you think, do you think for the greater good that we should just do the sixth horror suggestion, just keep ghost hunting, killing you, and like going from soul to soul and capturing you over and over? It seems really tedious. I don't want to do that. I'd rather have you in school and having fun, like, you know, amusement park antics. Where it's like, yeah, Sathara, I have a crush on you. And then we stop. And then...
Oh, you say that out loud in front of Sathara?
Everyone knows you have a crush on him.
Dang. I'm sorry.
Vera, stop!
Was that apology for Vera or Sathara?
More like for himself.
Ivan propped up, looking directly at Sathara.
No. Bro.
I closed my eyes.
Ivan pathetic episode. Like, no W's,
it's
only
L's. One
L
after another.
Can you get a win, my guy? Can you just claw a win out from this situation, please? I'm rooting for you, my man.
So Ivan,
I'd rather not do that. But do you think for the greater good, it's best to do that? Because I personally feel like it's not. But you raised a suggestion where it's just like you lost control. And then you lost control for this. You lost control when we were at Mountain of Love, when you didn't tell us any of this information, granted. And you hide things from us. So I don't appreciate those things and having to find out after the fact.
If I may, so to kind of set the mood. The world is staring down the barrel of an invasion by dragons, but also an invasion by demons. And it's directly your fault.
My B-sides.
When I go into the Twilight Tournament.
We're not going to have the beach episode.
I don't disagree. And I truly don't know, Vera, if killing me is the best option. It sounds like a doable option. It sounds like it could help nullify or not even like correct my actions, since they've already been done, but it helps me it keeps me from doing anything else. Mm-hmm. However, as you mentioned, doing that for eternity isn't viable either.
Yeah, plus we still need a Vakonic God of Wrath, and currently, that's your job. I don't know how we would find another Vakonic God of Wrath that wasn't, like, you're pretty temperate. You're pretty temperate, and you're, like, I've never seen you rage out recently. I only know you for 2 months. Hold on. you feel like a sensible person, mm-hmm. and I'd rather be dealing with you as Vakonic God of Wrath than Mordred, someone Mordred adjacent. Consider you have, like, do you have, like, are all how the people are in your head? Also, like, more good people. There's a few bad people, like the Scarlet King and Mordred. It's like half and half.
Well, from what I can sense within myself, it's about half and half. It's
about half and half. That's not great.
It's not great.
That's not reassuring.
Really hoping for a more positive ratio.
I was hoping for more. Yeah, it was like 60-10. Sorry, not 60-10. 60-40. Yeah.
70-30.
100% zero. But, you know.
I think, because you're right, both of you are right, where I haven't really said anything to anyone about it, not because I don't necessarily trust you guys, but because there's a lot happening, there's always something going on, that I don't want to bog everyone down with my own problems and issues. Mm-hmm. And so I tried to keep it to myself. I try to figure it out as I go. But I realize now that without that kind of support or accountability from anyone else, from anyone close to me, mm-hmm. that I end up hurting you guys either physically or mentally from, like, withholding, like, this truth.
Yeah, Ivan, you're one of my best friends. I'd like to know if you're going through something like this, especially if it's mentally taxing on you, and also just mentally, like, it's like actually like a threat. So if there's anything that happens like this, you could always come to us, and we'll try to have an even tone about this.
Thank you.
That being said, Sethara, I feel like we made our case, and you should not kill Ivan off.
Unfortunately, I'm still gonna have to kill him because there hasn't been a solution. You guys keep saying, yeah, I'm gonna tell my friends where I can be more accountable. But your family, Vera, but accountable isn't really something I count you as.
What? Why have I never been accountable? Oh, I ran away.
Ivan also ran away, huh?
You ran away? You don't go to shift with your dad? You don't... You're not coming with this dimension that we're in? That would have been useful to know. I didn't realize I was in a different dimension. Different plane of existence.
You should know that I have that ability, though.
Yeah, but I didn't know that your room was... You know, you didn't tell me that you were tying Ivan up.
In fairness, he told you not to ask questions, and you
didn't. I didn't ask questions, and I kept my bargain. I kept my end of the deal.
Well, I was thinking I was gonna kill Ivan and tell you guys the next morning.
I wouldn't have wanted to find out like that, man. That wouldn't have been great.
You guys would have probably tried to stop me.
Yeah, I would have.
But you don't have another solution.
Okay, so in terms of Ivan's accountability. Hold on. I'm trying to think.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think Ivan's a good friend.
Wow. That's the most glowing praise you're going to get. Take it.
Yeah, he's a great friend.
To who? Is he a good friend? Quick.
Ivan's like, yeah, never mind. Sethara, just kill
him. Or just in general? Wait, what'd you say?
Never mind. Just kill me. Oh, I'm good.
It's over. Pack it up, boys.
If he doesn't die from Sethara, he's going to die from embarrassment.
So, okay. So, hold on. I'm sorry. Did you have a plan? Because I was going to talk through this.
A bit of a plan. So Ivan's gonna like suggest, like, okay, Sethara, you obviously know more about what's going on in the world with your security cameras and your vast network of information that you have. And it seems like between the three of us in the room, you have a more concrete sense of what to do. And so what if you help me stay accountable and you help me through this? If we will like work together on making sure that no one else slips out, mm-hmm. and that I don't cause any more danger to the world as I've done.
I have a question. Sorry, in that vein of Zathar's helping you out, I'm like, huh, since Zathar is very strong, could he hypothetically, like, he has a lot of runes and stuff, and he's just stronger overall. Could he hypothetically suppress Ivan's, like, if he ever tries to, like, freak out or anything, could, like, like, how the Sons of Dragons are so strong, they, like, kind of overtook Ivan. If he was bonded to somebody else that was strong, could that suppress it? Is that a thing?
You guys should recreate the rune on your
No! The demon rune, but it's just for our world. And then Zathara and you are bonded. Two acquaintances, bonded for life. Two co-workers, forever in the same job.
Buddy friends?
Buddy dads.
Say the full title.
Buddy daddies. It seems not that straightforward. My problem isn't that it's not even just that Ivan can't handle this power. It's mm-hmm. no one handles this power. Mm-hmm. And do we want a potential future where I'm corrupted by this amount of power?
That is a fair point.
Because unfortunately, I feel like you guys are thinking of your friendships and the now, where I'm going to outlive you, Vera.
Mm-hmm. It's fair.
And as it's looking right now, I'm going to outlive you, Ivan.
Because I'm going to kill you. You're not going to survive the night.
The two people who I know of that are going to have to live in a future where this constant problem that Ivan has brought into the future is me and Ziomaris.
What? Is Ziomaris also mortal?
Yeah, Ziomaris isn't really a person anymore.
So I'm just learning everything from my friends, huh?
Ziomaris is a living boy that has the memories of Ziomaris.
That's so weird. It's like the ship of something.
Theseus.
Yeah, there we go.
If you were to think about, if you were to take a rhetoric class, I feel like you could take an entire 4-year course on if Ziomaris is a person.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that.
My friends are discussing my personhood.
Yeah, what's your degree? You have a degree in Zeomaricism. Is he a person?
Darn it, never mind. You get it.
Okay. Could you hypothetically... Sorry, also, is this a pervasive problem? Like, if Ivan was hypothetically in a different dimension? You put him in interdimensional timeout? Ivan, I'm sorry. I don't have any other solution.
So you're suggesting I leave him in my demi plane?
In your room? Shia?
So if I were to leave him in my demi plane, there's no food or anything in there.
Does he need to eat? Do people eat anymore?
No, Ivan still needs to eat.
Bring him some lunch.
Just bring me food. And then Ivan doesn't say that.
What's stopping him from killing himself and then reappearing in his grove? The demiplane?
Oh, that's true.
I promise.
You have to go to the grove anyway.
Well, when I kill him right now?
No, I'm just... Well, hypothetically, you would have to go to the plane anyway, yeah.
His grove is raked right now.
It's raked?
Rigged.
It's rigged. Mm. Oh. No. So if hypothetically Vanya died, that would just affect Vanya too?
Let's hope Vanya doesn't die tonight.
Dang. Let's hope he doesn't run Ziomaris.
Let's hope Vanya knows his limits and doesn't kill himself. Literally.
Yeah, see, Ivan dies, you see in the distance the Arcanum blows up.
So.
Is your grove in the Arcanum? Where's your grove?
Ivan speaks like, Ivan doesn't know where his bro is.
Okay.
Oh, he has to go find it.
Okay. Should you die then? No, it's fine. We're not gonna figure that out.
So
Vera keeps coming back.
So death?
Should we kill you?
So Ivan's like, if we can come to some sort of partnership, some sort of compromise on what I can do, and obviously you have, and Ivan like looks around as much as he can without moving his head. You have a lot of runes here, so I'm sure that something can work out in some sort of like partnership of sorts to help me gain more control, if it's like training, if it's just something. As far as like if the world can wait,
I can do what my grandma did to you and seal you into my body.
It's probably the closest you're gonna get to it.
Dang, that's a burp from over there, from the other side of the room, Asia.
I don't have a lot to do. I'm just here making singers.
Ivan's like, I don't remember my time in your grandma's arm, but I don't think that was pleasant.
Would that fix anything still?
It was just a stasis.
I don't remember my
time. Can we put him in a coma? No, that would, I don't think that would help. They're raising his fist. Should I come out?
You put him in a coma? Another soul takes over.
No.
Void worms? I'm not void worms. Sorry. Fire worms?
It just kills him.
It would just kill him.
And then but then no one's going to want to switch with him. And then you can talk to your worms. Just kill him slowly.
He would just go into the grove. Into his grove.
And then just as soon as he's about to die, take the worms out for a little bit. And then put him back in. It's like a...
If he's in a constant state of pain. We learned that earlier today in the episode. Hi. I forgot about that. We just keep on... We put a pain rune on him. He's in a constant state of chronic pain.
It's just a little pinch.
Ow. Ow. It's like to save his life.
It's a shock collar that he presses.
Ooh. No, ew.
I regret it.
A freak.
It's like Broly.
Oh, no. That was... you know what? You're right. Okay. I don't even think that's a real solution.
We put him in a constant state of pain. They won't want to switch with him. That's a good.
What if one day
they're just like, Derek, that was good.
What if one day they're just like, huh? You know, the pain's not too bad if I can just take over.
Right?
It's not that strong.
Like, he might not take the collar off, like, but I can.
What if it's like you like get kicked in the balls or something? It's like really, it's like a guttural.
It's
pain.
Like even perspective.
Oh my god!
It's someone to punch me in the balls.
What if we throw him into the void?
Cup check.
So, this can't happen because Xiomaris isn't there. But you know how the void can put things to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
What if we threw Ivan into Xiomaris' void, and then Xiomaris worked on putting Ivan's souls to sleep?
See, this reminds me of Dragon Ball Z, where, and during the Buu saga, they're just like, dang, we can't be Super Buu. So we're gonna go into the hyperbolic dime chamber and blow up the door. Oh my God. and then they're like, yeah, we trapped him in here with us. And then he yells and opens up a tear in the space-time continuum.
What?
Oh, man. You can do that? The hyperbolic time chamber in this analogy is me. Don't do that.
ZMR is just, well, you know, going for it. Bursts out of their chest.
Well, that's fair.
What if, Sathara, if...
Oh, I know. We can have the Ananas consume your soul. Perfect.
And then step two?
He's one of, my void soldiers. Like, what's step two?
So it's a zombie?
No, worse.
He's a slave.
So what if...
can't be released into the cycle until I decide to release him. And then I just don't. So this never happens again.
Oh, I guess it would work. Oh, I don't like that.
You know, he might take that.
No, just keep him.
As of right now, if he heard that deal, Sathara would take that one.
And can I get a point for that? Not inspiration. I want relationship points. It's just Xiomaris isn't there. I'll take it.
I'll give you 5 relationship points.
The thing is, you can't do that anymore because we have an actual relationship system. But
I'm just saying.
So the keeping him in your room thing is not gonna work.
And I even speaks up truthfully. I don't want to be tied here forever either. I want to experience the world and be with my friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He'd be like nothing more than a pet that I take care of.
Okay.
Oh. Mm. Wow.
Okay.
I've been not into that.
That's where he draws the line. You're not compatible.
Get into the dog cage. My visual novel fans know what I'm talking about.
is that a common trope? We're not going to get into this.
One specific visual novel.
So, Seth Hara, what if we make some sort of deal together so that way... I'm tied to you somehow so that I remain both accountable and in check so that this sort of thing doesn't happen. I know that an oath could work, but an oath is just a singular kind of promise. Mm-hmm. While this would be more of a sort of partnership. And so, I don't know if it's completely possible, but considering that we're both technically spirits, if we make a sort of contract.
Rebel Druid is here! Yeah! Pushing the boundaries of the system!
So you want me to create a druidic contract with you, and the guarantees of the contract are to ensure you don't lose control.
Because you clearly, because I clearly don't remember ending up here in your room, and so you clearly have methods to
be able incapacitate
and restrain me.
I drugged your food. I actually drugged everyone's food tonight.
Buddy.
Why would you say that? How are you so honest?
So earnest.
Because if there was going to be a fight, I didn't want anyone else to wake up during it.
That's fair.
Well.
Which is why people can rummage through the house right now.
Oh, I guess that's why I didn't get
up anyone else.
That's fair. So I was like, oh, how come I didn't want to fight the meat? I don't eat.
Yeah.
I eat now. I got work, bro.
In any case, we'll talk about that later. But I'm sure there's ways and there's things that we could talk about. And much like in a normal druidic contract, there's terms, there's limits, there's things that each spirit in question can... not necessarily take, but like they just work together towards a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just what we'd be doing. And I'm sure that once linked, you'd be able to sense if I'm about to lose control of any kind. We can ensure that I stay within a certain distance, for example, a certain radius. So that way, if something happens, you're already nearby to help, and it helps that you have such a good surveillance network, so that it's certainly possible to keep ourselves from other threats and keep me from being too reckless with what I'm doing.
It's like Professor Oak when you try to get something you're not supposed to. There's a time and place for everything, Ivan, but not now.
In order for this to happen, one of us would have to give up our physical form.
Oh. Mm.
If you remember how spirits work, yes, mortals are spirits, but that mortal shell, the thing that actually dies, is the thing that separates it. So we'd have to pierce it. Hmm. So who do you want to give up their physical body?
You want to do rock, paper, scissors? Earth, wind, and fire?
I guess, okay, out of game question. If Ivan loses his physical body, what would that like look like?
See, the great thing about it is that losing your physical body, so your soul, you know, like when you got, if you ever were to travel into the spirit realm, you leave your physical body behind. Mm-hmm. Without having a spiritual body, your body works more like a spirit in a way that Vera's body works. You're not going to need food. Hmm.
Ivan likes to bake, so I don't know if he wants to.
Yeah, I like baking. So.
Yeah, I like eating.
So, okay, so because with Joseph's knowledge of how like the world works, when he dies, he just gets back sent to his grove and just grows another body.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that just happen?
Not quite. I'm going to be real. If you become a spirit, you're going to be a lot more vulnerable to a bunch of different things.
Mm. Dang.
Because you're a Vaconic, mm-hmm. which means if you're a spirit in the spirit realm, which they'd freak out and then try to kill you all the time.
Dang.
Can they argue? Can the thing is, since spirits can be contained in like gems and stuff, could you arguably have Ivan in some sort of shell?
You put it, it's like so you say that and I was like, oh yeah, like Full Metal Alchemist, like a ghost Alphonse.
No, I'm kidding, I'm so sorry. Yeah, like Alphonse.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you think about it, it's like Seth Hart, it's like Lazarus doesn't have a physical body anymore.
Oh yeah.
Lazarus, he spends most of the time as a hammer. He can turn into
Meldor.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
I was like, yeah, he's a corpse.
Yeah, Lazarus is a corpse.
But Meldor's a hammer.
Yeah, but
you could beat the. You could finally be a sword. Look at you.
That's funny.
But Meldor also can just like appear or something else. Vera can be a giant flame. Like Vera doesn't have to be the Vera form.
Yeah, she just chooses to be.
You have more malleability of your body in a similar way that your spirit is more malleable now. Yeah.
I mean, I guess wouldn't it the same go for Sithara since we're both like one of the eight as well?
Kind of.
So it's like neither one of us wants to be in that position.
Mm. Sithara would probably handle it better than you, though.
Which is fair.
Very charming.
But I also don't want Sithara to like go through that because of me.
Sorry, I was just suggesting something. I'm like, saying that's stupid. Because I was like, oh, since I'm already a spirit, we bond, that wouldn't work. I'm not strong. The whole point was, the point would be moot.
Between his heart of God and my spirit of God, is that also?
Could you combine?
Does that mean anything to like help with the process?
I'm not gonna tell you.
You got two eighths. You got two eighths.
We do have two eighths. Mm.
Oh, but you have Mordred in you. That wouldn't be good.
It becomes the seven.
Oh yeah, I forgot, because you melded all your stuff together.
Oh my god.
You have Arcanine.
Do I want to cause more problems with the world right now and have only seven parts?
The thing is...
See, the eighth part would still be there. Oh. Like, you guys aren't like, melding together. Right.
It's just, you're putting the pie back together.
Mm-hmm. You got one-fourth.
You're putting the band together.
You're getting the band back together.
Getting the band back together.
What other, like, alternatives and would there... to do that, I guess. This is Joseph asking that, Ivan. Like, instead of like, is like one of us losing our physical form the only way?
Yeah.
We could get Nico to make you a body. We just have to blindfold you first.
I guess.
Oh, I forgot.
If I leave my, because I can just like inhibit, just like if they preserve. I guess what happens to my body once I give it up? Does it just peel away into nothingness?
Can we take it?
Nah, it drops on the floor.
Can we take it?
The floor.
Can I just go back into it and like possess it? Mm-mm. Can I possess anything else?
You're kind of become a stand to.
You're a persona.
Yeah, you kind of become a stand or persona to Seth Hara, but if he becomes it, he kind of becomes a stand or persona to you.
So I guess,
or like a shaman king.
No. I've never seen that.
No, we're not accepting that.
What would that entail? Would it mean that I really can't be my own person anymore? Because I'm.
Are you right now?
You're your own person. Like, it's not like he's gonna be there like all the time.
Yeah. Like he is right now, anyways, with the cameras.
And I guess.
What are you losing?
It just feels more reckless the more I think about it. There's also so many spirits within me.
Buddy,
if I give them free range to just be.
The thing is, just like all your other spirits, he's not gonna like be in your body.
Right.
And like when he makes his spirit bond, unfortunately, he makes his spirit bond with everyone there.
Hmm. So I guess would it help with him? Because like, would doing this help him help me control and like not be overpowered as easily? Because I'm assuming he has a high constitution modifier.
Yeah, but all of his stats drop because he's bonding with you.
Oh yeah, because so you're in the power position.
No, it's because whenever a spirit bonds with someone, the stronger spirit drops down.
I see.
Because what level are you?
4.
He's level 13.
Damn. Mm. I thought it was only 12 levels. No, there's 20 levels. Level 4. That's the same as Baldur's Gate.
Gosh. I'm trying to think. Because, like, in doing that, how can he help me then control, like, the others?
Well, you choose your spirit contract and you decide what goes in there. Mm-hmm. And it'll kind of keep you more accountable. You know how he didn't do this. Ruka, how he had a terror and the terror was like, yeah, I'm going to kill people. Mm-hmm. And then he could have just said, well, no, because you're my spirit, you can't do this. Instead, he's like, yeah, you can just kill people on Saturdays.
I see.
Question. Due to the level thing, could Ivan put in the contract that if, like, something happens, the level cap comes off?
No.
Okay, cool.
So it just compels him just to not do it?
No.
So if he does it, the spirit bond will just break?
Spirit bond just breaks, or you put consequences in.
Consequences.
And like, usually when you make a druidic contract, it's just like, well, if you don't follow this, then I'm going to break the spirit contract. You'd be like, if you don't follow this, I'm going to kill you.
Hmm.
And then those spirits don't want to die.
Yeah.
Could it be, makes sense. If you don't follow this, he gets, like, sealed up or something?
Yeah.
In stasis? And.
In
Sethara's body or something.
I will say we don't have to do the contract on.
Oh, that's fair. We can think of the,
like, if
the
you agree to plan. It, because remember because this is a plan that Sethara actually likes, mm-hmm. right? Nice. A lot of a rolling for a druidic contract is, hey, can you convince them?
Yeah.
To agree to this. If he already agrees to this, we only have to make one roll, and as long as it's not a one, we're good.
Okay.
It's still so risky.
It's risky. No, but
it's especially risky because Josmar rolling.
Oh. Oh, you're going to roll now, Josmar?
The thing is.
It's a 5.
Oh, my God. It's not a 1.
It's not a 1. Couldn't that be
17.
Arcana?
Okay,
cool. Is it Arcana or?
Nature? Yeah.
It's nature.
And 8? I have a plus. No, sorry, 7. I only get a plus 2 to nature. Wait.
Nature's intelligence, but
yeah. Also, I was just like, oh, I get advantage on nature. This isn't my roll.
Yeah, plus 3, so it's 8.
Could you roll to help?
Could I roll to help?
You could roll to help. But like it's like I said, it's you didn't have to, because it's if this is something that you're going to agree to.
The thing is, how does Sethara feel about? Cause did Sethara tell Ivan's like, yeah, one of us has to give up our forms?
Yeah.
So Ivan asks, if it were me to give up the form, is that preferable to you? Or is that, do you think I'd fare well as that?
You wouldn't fare well.
So do you think it'd be counterintuitive for me to give up my form?
Yeah, because if I don't kill you, then something else just will.
That's hilarious.
Do you want to be killed by a friend? That's so funny. Acquaintance?
So would you want to give up your form instead?
It doesn't matter to me. Even without a like physical form, my presence is always felt.
Dang. Okay, Mr. Macho Man.
Okay. You'll feel my presence. Best believe.
Ivan walks into a room. Is Athar here? I don't see him.
My father doesn't have a physical body.
Right. I don't have a physical body.
Wow. I guess it just runs in the family.
Draken doesn't have a physical body.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Your father's not physical here.
Whoa! Whoa! How out of pocket? That's so rude. You're not getting anything for Christmas. I'm going to call Santa. And he's going to bring you anything. That's crazy. Fatality. God. So we're going to start watching my massacre.
It's the only reason they gave me a mic.
So I guess if we go through with it, would you be okay with that, Sathara? Because do know that I don't 100% like the idea of you having to do that just for me, just to keep myself alive when you wanted me dead to prevent anything. Mm-hmm. And so I only want to make sure that if you're willing to do it, that you're okay with doing it, not just out of obligation, but because you want to see your friend alive.
Is that what y'all are? Friends?
This, looking at it logically, it does prevent me from having to go around and essentially killing babies whenever they're born with your soul.
Oh, that's so sad.
So this is just the preferable outcome.
It's hard to say that you want that you're friends with Ivan.
I did say I was friends with Ivan.
Say it in a more convincing way.
That did not sound like friends. Yeah. That sounds like I'd rather do this than kill babies.
No, yeah. I said before that Ivan is a dear friend.
A dear friend. Okay, upgrade.
Yeah, he's a dear.
See, I'm fighting for you.
Friends to lovers.
I'm your friend, Ivan. I just don't trust your decisions.
Classic friend.
And I respect that, and I know I haven't made the best decisions, and which is why I said earlier that me like staying quiet about it all this time, even without meaning to, did more harm than good. And so if I had people like you guys more around, and when I told you guys, I'm sure that things would have ended differently. And so I apologize for having you, for having this be the outcome. And so I'll agree, and we'll talk about the terms of the contract at some point. I don't know if it's going to be now.
Off camera.
It'll be off camera.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the terms of the contract right now.
Time skip.
We're gonna talk about it later, but the story still needs to go on. And so just don't try to use any abilities.
Oh, that's right. All the new cool things I got immediately gone.
You're still feeling awkward about it. Every time you try to use Sathara, you think of the kiss and the
spirit kissing.
No. Yeah, like the whole situation. You're still kind of embarrassed.
Let's roll for the druidic contract. As long as no one gets a one, we're good.
Don't say that.
I got a four.
Okay, that's more. Y'all are already in sync.
Oh, thank God.
That's not a one.
I'm taking it.
Nine? I don't.
Wow, y'all are so in sync. Both of you below a 10. It's like his rolls got immediately worse upon bonding with Ivan.
Yeah, it's a 9. So it looks like a 0 because the 9's like thing has come off. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not a 1.
And then Vera, you see them shake hands, mm-hmm. and Sathara's body go completely limp as it falls to the ground, dead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dibs. Should I be worried?
No,
I know, but I'm like, oh, his body's here.
That's just.
Should we
burn it? No. That's what I was thinking.
No, don't burn it.
Burn, I want baby, it. Burn.
They can maybe stay in this room as long as Sathara's here. I don't know.
So can you pick him up? I don't think I can pick him up.
I can try to pick him up to put him.
And then his room begins to shrink as the
dim. No! I forgot about that!
And you guys are left in just the stone room.
Thanks, Athara. You live like this?
He's in the basement.
And then you hear a knock on the door.
Uh-huh. So, Ivan.
Yes, Vera?
The reason I came in here in the first place is I felt a weird presence that was protected by the rune room.
That's right. And it's gone now, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, what's your health at? So I think we went into fight, potentially.
31.
31. Okay.
It's not. It's never been a lot.
Okay. Okay. So, yeah.
So you open the door?
Sure. I'm gonna ready something. What time is it? Did any time pass? Is there a clock?
It's like 2 o'clock. So barely any time passed.
So should we just escape and?
They were in the basement. Is there a place we could escape?
Do you guys have a burrowing speed?
I do not have a burrowing speed.
I thought your burrow speed was just how fast you could.
No.
If you guys specifically know how to burrow.
Mm-hmm.
Can I learn how to burrow?
You can open the door.
I'm gonna put myself in a fight position. I'm gonna potentially ready the worms.
Okay.
And I'll open the door.
And then you have to roll dexterity.
I mean, look at my character sheet first, actually. Okay. Dexterity. I got a 16.
Okay, you're able to kind of backflip out of the way as a dragon snout moves through the door.
What?
And you just see the snout of the dragon.
How did it knock?
Do I recognize?
With its nose?
With its...
Is its tongue?
Do I recognize a dragon?
No.
Oh,
okay. You don't know all the dragons, just fine.
<What a racist. laughs> So smart.
Jesus.
No.
Bushes, bushes. You're not cool like that.
Can I like be like, hey, dragon, like we're cool. Go back to where you are or where you came from.
No, I can't.
You want to say that?
Go back to where you came from. Jesus.
No.
You don't belong here. Like, hey, get out.
Hey, like, I'll just ask. Like, hey, like, what are you doing here?
Can you get some privacy?
And so I want you guys to picture this image. It's the same frame of the door. The dragon's taking care not to, like, destroy your house or anything.
Sweet. Okay, I appreciate
and
that.
Its giant snout is through the door. So we can't open up its mouth all the way. So it's just...
Is the hallway that big?
You know, magic.
Got it.
Don't think about it. Don't think about it.
And so it's opening its mouth and all you see is his mouth. Varus Moon Atlas.
Yes.
You've been summoned to Dragon Trial.
That's fair.
Oh, that sounds like it. Did you tell Ivan about Dragon Trial?
We were dealing with all the stuff.
Wow, the lies!
And
the shoe is on the other foot!
The only reason we have Dragon Trial is because Josmar friggin' awakened the dragons.
Quick, Ivan, get angry!
There's all that stuff. It was the same day that our base got attacked, and then we were going to the Deshi world afterwards. We were the theme park.
Okay, so Dragon Trial, what's that about?
Because the dragons were awakened.
Who did that?
Apparently, I disrupted a dragon thing because ego. The ego's not with me anymore. They went with their parents to Dragon
Valamore.
To Valamore.
It's more Vala.
It's more Vala.
And that's why you don't have ego here.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Vera.
It was a blow. They grew up though. They seem happy with their parents.
Champion.
Oh,
Champion
Ivan was like, oh, yeah, that is me, I guess.
Oh my god.
You are also welcome to come to this dragon trial.
Nice. Okay,
sure, yeah, I'll come. I'll clear things up. I'm sure Vera didn't do anything wrong.
And then the dragon snakes out their tongue and grabs Sethara's body.
No!
We leave the dragon tribe.
That's mine!
I knew we should have burnt that body immediately.
No, we should have...
And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.
My body. My corpse.